Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hi there. Thanks for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this cast, I'm going to show you how to use private browsing in iOS. Let's explain what private browsing is and where you can find it. First of all, it's a Safari feature that allows you to surf in private. That's a pretty broad stroke there, so let me get into those specifics here. For example, when you use Safari, you open up Safari, and you go to all these web pages, say, oh, such and such and such and such. Now, you're downloading all those pages, and you're filling out your username and password and all sorts of things, so all the autofills going in. And while you're doing this, one of the things a lot of people don't realize is that in the background, you're filling up space on your phone. So we call that cache. So the more you surf, the more cache it stores onto your device. So that's like downloading web pages, downloading images, everything like that. You ever realize, like, for example, I go to applevids.com and I sign in there. And the next time I go to Safari, it remembers everything. That is because it's cache. It remembers your sign-on, everything like that. For most purposes, that is a great idea. But, I mean, how many of us remember to actually go into the settings, go under your Safari, and empty the cache every so often? Because it can get really huge. I'm talking hundreds, if not gigs, of cache and information that you probably don't aware that you're using up. It also can be used for a lot of other reasons. So let's say I'm borrowing a phone. Let's say I'm going to use a friend of mine's phone and I wanted to log into Facebook, for example. Obviously, you got to sign in with your name, right? And I go in there and I sign in. And Lord forbid, should I forget to sign out and my friend uses that and do some pranks with me, right? I mean, that's going to happen. So if you were using private browsing, what it does is that once you set this feature to on, it allows you to surf as much as you want and do whatever you want with a caveat. Once you close a private browsing tab, it will simply forget everything I've just done. For example, so all the information, so first thing it's going to do is going to empty out the cache automatically, which is kind of nice. So you don't have to manually do that. So it will delete all the cache, images, and everything like that. It will also forget and delete all the autofill-ins, sign-ins, and things like that. So everything you have typed in, username and password, and you sign in, well, once you close that tab, it will clear that information out. So the autofill-in and auto-completion, those will all be gone. And plus, on top of that, it won't retain the search history. So if you do a lot of searching on there, and if somebody were to go look back on the history, it won't be in that history anymore. And then lastly, probably one of the big one, it doesn't remember the cookies or any kind of ad trackers. It will automatically delete those. You know, those little pesky ad trackers that always want to see what you're doing and trying to improve on the advertisement that it shows you because it's recognized what you're searching for and things like that. Well, that will be deleted as well. Now, the cons, obviously, is that, well, because it forgets everything, you're not going to have any previous information in there. So next time I go to AppleViz, I have to sign in each and every time. And for me, really, I like this private browsing just simply the fact that just knowing that all the cache and all the information has been dumped. So I don't have to go in manually dump the cache each and every time. And I don't have to worry about my phone's growing in size of the cache and losing disk space. Some of you, that may not be a problem. Now, remember, there is a two difference. There's private browsing and there's just the normal browsing. And I'm going to show you how to access those area. Alright, so let's go to Safari here.
Safari. Double tap to open.
I'm going to do one finger double tap, open Safari.
Safari.
At the bottom right-hand corner, we have something called tab.
Tabs. Button.
That's where we want to go. Because every time you visit a site or click on a link from email, whatever, you're creating a brand new tab. So you may have multiple tabs going on. Some people probably don't realize you have 8, 10, 50 tabs open at the same time. And that is using, right now, just regular browsing, unless you specify that you want to do private browsing. So let's double tap on that.
Favorites button. Actions available.
And because this is the first time or there's no tab open, right now it's blank, and it will show up your favorite bookmarks or your favorite items that you've been to recently. So that's the first thing it's going to show. But at the bottom right-hand corner,
done button,
is the done button. At the bottom left,
private button,
there's the private browsing. What you do, you double tap that.
Latest posts and updates vertical line Applebiz button.
All right.
Actions available.
You're ready to start browsing and private browsing. Let's double check to make sure that's working.
Selected private button.
I went to the bottom left and it is now selected. So you are ready to go. So I'm going ahead and hit done.
Done. Format options.
Now that we're on private browsing and it's on, I'm on Applebiz here, for example.
Main menu. Heading level 2. You are here. Heading level 2.
That should sound familiar to you. So you can go and browse all you want. Now let's go back to the tab at the bottom right hand corner. If you are done or if you want to close a specific tab or close them all, I'm going to show you how to do this. Let's do the specific tabs or how I can create a new tab on the fly. So let's double tap on tab.
Latest posts and updates vertical line Applebiz button. Actions okay. Available.
There's the Applebiz tab. It's open. If I go to the right here,
selected private button.
There's the private browsing selected. It is selected at the bottom left. Just to give you an FYI, if I go back to that,
latest posts and updates vertical line Applebiz.
This shows you all the tabs are open. So obviously, if you want to close it, you can just swipe up.
Close tab.
And that'll close that particular tab. The other item I'm going to show you is a bottom center.
New tab button.
It's a new tab.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
Because the private browser is still on, this will be remembered by default. So every time you open up Safari or open up a new tab, it will always be in private browsing mode. That's a nice part about it. Now, I promise you, I would show you how to close all the tabs if you have a bunch of them. Let's get out of here. Bottom right.
Done. Button. Done. Format options. Button.
And let's go back
down. Show web
page
formatting options, including tabs. Button.
Two tabs. What you do, if you have 3D touch, you can just press down a little bit harder on that button, or you can do the haptic touch, which is one double tap and hold. So I'm going to do that.
Alert. Close this tab button.
And then this will give the option to close this tab. Now, if you have more than one tab open, let's just say you have 10, it'll say close all 10 tabs. You can do that. If you do not want to keep double tapping on tab to select the private browsing or new tabs, you can do a 3D touch or a haptic touch on this tab and you'll get the following.
New private tab button.
You get the new private browsing right there. So double tap that and that will run a new tab under private browsing. So let's get out of here.
Format options. Address. Applebiz.com. Secure and validated connection.
And if you want to turn the private browsing off, you just go back to the tab.
Tabs. Button.
Double tap.
Tabs. Latest posts and updates vertical line Applebiz. Selected. Private. Button.
And we'll double tap.
Favorites.
And
button.
That turns
actions available
off the private browsing. By the way, that will automatically dump all the pages for you. Meaning that anything you had open, and when you double tap that, all the private browser tabs are closed. And it dumps all the information that I mentioned early on in this podcast. Before I leave, I want to show you one more way how to do this. If you go back out to the home screen where we have the Safari tab.
Dock, Safari, double tap to open.
If you do a 3D touch or a haptic touch on this, you'll get a set of options.
Edit home screen, button. Show reading list, button. Show bookmarks, button. New private tab, button.
You get the new private tab right there on the fly. So you can just tab on that as well. All right, so I hope this was informative and something that's new for you to learn and play with. I keep this on all the time myself. And remember, one is set on. You'll never have to turn that back on. However, if it is something you want to retain and remember so you don't have to keep going in and redoing something, turn the private browsing off. All right, well, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time. You take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Applebiz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applebiz.com.